My name is Collins, and I'm here to run net control tonight. Zero Zulu net. I'm going to pause for 10 seconds and jump back in to kick off the net. Okay, good evening. This is AB3KC. Good morning in Australia. 0 hour Zulu, Monday, August 15th. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. SDF is the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your browser to sdf.org. And the Amateur Radio Club also has a website at sdfarc.org. I am AB3KC, Net Control Operator, tonight. My name is Collins, and I'm located in Virginia. My SDF username is Dirty Rig. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference. Thank you, Michael. This is a directed net. We'll take check-ins. When you check in, give your call sign and name, and then we will go through the roster. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Tonight's topic, I have proposed a topic, which is, how high are your VHF, UHF antennas, and how did you mount them? And do you have any tips for running coax? And you can take that question and answer it any way you want. If there's a better topic, feel free to run with it. But just to get us started, how high are your VHF, UHF antennas? How did you mount them? And tips for running coax. For check-ins, I do acknowledge in the dashboard, and I can't see it right this second, but I had written down VK6BQQ Reg, AB9FJ Wayne, and KD9NDJ Ken. So I'm going to pause transmitting and go back to the dashboard and see if there's any changes.
Net control, you got W1 Sierra Kilo Joe on board, VK6BQQ.
All right. Thank you, Reg. I do see W1SK Joe. So you are also acknowledged. And this user interface that I'm running tonight, I can't see the dashboard while I'm talking to you, but thank you very much for the assistance. So I recognize W1SK. Check. So I don't think we have any other check-ins, but heck, I will pause. And if you haven't been acknowledged, please call with your call sign and first name. Check-ins, call now. I didn't think so. All right. Excellent. So I've got the list here, and we'll start at the top. Reg, feel free to cover the topic or anything else you'd like to cover with us tonight. It's good to hear you, and look forward to hearing from you and how things are going. So with that, this is AB3KC calling VK6BQQ.
AB3KC, VK6BQQ. Well, good morning from Australia. Antennas, by golly, I'll tell you, I've been building the copper cactus J-poles. They seem to work pretty good. And I have a 20-foot section of tower up and about a 10 to 15 piece of pipe coming up to hook up the J-pole. And I find slashing the cable. I'm using a RG213 double-shielded cable, and you can ground things. I have somebody at the door, so I'm going to have to get back to you.
All right. Well, that was a lot of content in that quick QSO. So, excellent. I do like the copper J-poles. Sounds good. All right. Next on my list is AB9FJ Wang. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Colin. Yeah, the name here is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. And, my VHF antenna, my primary one anyway, is a Ringo Ranger. I think it's a Cushcraft product. You see them all over the place. So it's kind of a big antenna for 2 meters. It's about 10 feet long, I guess, 8 to 10 feet. And I have it mounted on Well, several years ago, I helped some people take down a Roan tower at a business that was closing. And I was able to take home from that the top section and most of a regular section of Roan 25. I think the regular section I got is the one that had been cut off at the knees because it was buried in concrete. So it's probably not a full 10-foot section. And the top section, if you're not familiar with Roan towers, the difference between a top section and a regular section is that the three legs of the section come together to form kind of a tapered point at the top with a hole in it that you can mount pipes and stuff in. Anyway, so between the about 8 feet of the regular section and about 8 feet of the top section, I think my Ringo Ranger is about 16 feet above the ground. I haven't measured it lately, though, so I'll have to get back to you on that. It's probably coming down pretty soon because I think I'm going to be relocating. But anyway, I'm running on, and I'm going to wrap it there. We can talk about feline later. AB9FJ.
Okay, Wayne, we copied you. Thank you. That's very cool. I used to have a Ringo Ranger, so I know that antenna. I didn't have the whole antenna. I think I had most of it, but it did work really well, so I'm familiar. But in all the moves I've made, I've lost a lot of my antennas. All right, let's see. Next up is Ken, KD9NDJ. Ken, are you away from the mic? KD9NDJ. Okay. Nothing heard. So, hold on, there was a chat message. Let me check that. Okay. I dropped the transmit and switched to chat, and I saw a message from KD9NDJ. The message was, sorry, no audio. Well, we're glad you're here, Ken. Thank you for supporting us. I will check you in anyway, audio free, and appreciate you listening. Look forward to hearing from you soon. So thanks for stopping by, Ken, and if you find audio, we'll be sure to hear you when you do so. Have a good night. Good to hear you. W1SK, Joe.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Hope everyone's having a really good week. I had some audio issues myself. Hopefully everyone can hear me okay. It was really strange. When I logged in, I was getting a lot of pixelated audio, and then all of a sudden I restarted the app, and it seems to be working okay. I don't know if it's me or whatnot, but I'm glad I'm not the only one having audio issues. The Ringo Ranger, geez, I remember that. I think everyone at one point had a Ringo Ranger. It's a very, very common antenna. It works really well. I just have a small, I live in an antenna-restricted area, so I just have a small twin lead J-pole on the wall. And that, for the most part, that does what I need it to. I'm mostly restricted to VHF and UHF these days anyway, so it looks out okay. Most of my operating is in the car. I drive an hour and 15 minutes one way to work, so about 2.5 hours a day of driving. So I chat with the locals on VHF repeaters around the state, so which is fun. That's really all I have. Hope everyone has a really great week, and we'll talk to you folks next Sunday. W1SK, back to me.
Okay, Joe, very cool. Excellent. Yeah, I've had my fair share of challenges with computers today. I have one that's doing an operating system. Well, I guess I had to copy the home folder to a backup and then reinstall the operating system. And the one disk I had was old, so now I'm trying to upgrade. It's just been an all-day thing. So, yeah, I'm a little bit out of sorts. Anyway, hopefully we'll be able to rebound. And as far as my report for the topic goes, this is AB3KC Collins. I live amongst a bunch of trees on 3 acres, and I threw a sandbag with a piece of paracord on it up over a branch about 30 feet up, and pulled a J-pole up to that branch. So the J-pole is hanging from the paracord, and then what is the feed line? It's I guess it's the 400 RG. It's four. Oh gosh, it's not RG. I guess it's similar to RG213, but I remember it's like 400, but it's not LMR 400. Anyway, I have a old ham radio friend. What his call sign? What is his call sign? Oh, I'm AJ3U, Alpha Juliet 3U, and he runs a feed line antenna shop for all kinds of people, including military and ham radio and stuff like that. So I always order my feed line from him. It's good stuff, and it does good. So it's up 30 feet and does pretty good. And then I have a 220 ground plane that sits inside my garage, but I want to get that a little bit higher too. So this is AB3KC net control for the SDF-ARC Monday net. And let me see if there are any reach-ups.
AB9FJ.
All right, so I recognize AB9FJ. And Reg, feel free to jump back in if you're finished with your business as well. And then hopefully maybe Ken gets his audio working. But for now, it's AB9FJ.
Yeah, so the feed line. I don't remember if it's 213 or 99 something, but it's the full-size, the half-inch diameter coax, and it's about at least 50-foot run of it, so but that's a little more than I would like, but it has worked out pretty well, and I always wanted to do something fancy with it, but I never get around to it. So where it enters the house, it comes in through a window, and the window simply doesn't shut all the way. And to prevent drafts, I've just kind of stuffed a lot of like foam and stuff in the gap there to seal it. So it's a very low-tech installation. And I always intended to put in like a bulkhead interface with proper connectors on each side, and look really nice, but never got around to that. So maybe the new place I'm moving to, I'll get motivated to do that. Yeah, AB9FJ.
All right, yeah, that works absolutely. I've done all kinds of things. One time I rented a what is it called? Hammer drill with a concrete bit to drill through my foundation, which is not for the faint of heart. What else have I done? I've gone down an unused chimney before. gone through the window plenty of times. Right now I'm set up in the garage, and so it's about as low-tech as what Wayne has. I just bring my feed line in right through the garage door, so nothing high polluting there. But yeah, I'm in the garage. I did actually literally have a shack in the backyard, but I got tired of being there. I like the garage better, so I moved back to the house, but not inside the house. All right. This is ABQKC Net Control. If you'd like to recheck, it looks like KD9NDJ has an operating system update. Had to reboot. So, sounds like that's the way things go today. I can definitely empathize with that. Would anybody like to recheck? Please call now.
AB3KC, BK6BQQ. Yeah, we just had a courier at the door, so I had to get some pieces and parts that she'd left. Anyway, all good. Yeah, as I was saying, I'm using the copper cactus J-poles. I've got a 20-foot tower lashed to the side of the garage and another 10 feet above that with the J-pole running 213. And raindrops in the cable, so the drops stay out where they need to. And then I got probably about 30 feet into the shack. I've got a 10-foot ground rod stuffed down and a heavy cable up to a bulkhead using lightning arresters on the VHF, UHF, and being with the radio engineering section with the police, we retired some sights, so I've ended up with some stainless steel dipoles for UHF and VHF. So I've got a pair of them up on the tower, and then we have another stick put up with another couple of antennas on it. So I got cable running all over the place, but they all end up into the shack through the bulkhead. And so far I've never had any problems. I got a shack inside the house here running a dual band. And yeah, you get the hammer drill and the old cement bit. Drill a hole through the wall of the house and run your cables in through that way from the bulkhead. So we've got two shacks on the go, one out in the garage area and one inside. So we're RF set for UHF, VHF, and outside I got a 7-meter, it's a telescopic flagpole actually. I've got that up in the air and running a sloper antenna for my 20 and 40 meters. So we're in communications, plus, of course, we have Echolink, so we can get around the world when all else fails. Good to hear you in here, Colin. Great net, and we'll see where we go. AB3KC from VK6BQQ Australia.
All right. Good morning, Reg. Thank you. Hope you've got a nice cup of hot coffee there in front of you to enjoy, and it's good to hear you. Thank you for sharing tonight. That's very cool. I'm sitting here imagining. My imagination is going wild. I think for me, the enemy of a good ham radio station is moving too frequently. So anyway, I'm hopefully gonna sit here for a while. So maybe, I mean, I have a pretty good antenna, but now there's always more to do. I want to put another antenna up. I want to have a packet node on the air constantly, and I definitely don't want to use my, you know, normal antenna. I want to have another one for that. So buy more feed line, buy another J-pole, put it up, set everything up. It can be done. I'll get there. All right. Okay, this is AB3KC, net control for the SDFARC, Monday, August 15th net. And I am going to check for any other rechecks. Please call now. And KD9NDJ, did you want to check in? It looked like you had the transmit going, but I didn't hear anything. All right. Well, if the test so. Kim says the test server did work. I'm okay if you want to try it one more time, see what happens, so no worries. Just go ahead and try it one more time, Ken. Over. All right. Okay. Well, I did hear some white noise that time, so we'll just have to get your report next week, and we'll have to wait a whole week and get ready for that. So anybody else want to check in before I move down to the rest of the script here? Go ahead. This is AB3KC. All right. Well, thank you all. I enjoyed hearing about everybody's setup and all your stations. Very cool. I like to... there's so many different ways to solve these problems, so it's cool to hear about everybody's setup. All right, so this is AB3KC Net Control for the SDF Amateur Radio Club. Zero Zulu Net will be here every week. We'll come back, do it again, so come back and join us. If you're not familiar with the SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. If you're interested in running net control, please reach out to JWH. You can reach him on email, jwh@sdf.org, and he will be happy to work with you to run net control with us. It'll be a blast. This is AB3KC, net control operator today. Suggested FARC net. I am closing the net at 0025 Zulu. Have a great week. Good to hear everybody. Look forward to hearing you next week. Same place. 73 from AB3KC.